what a day. Just trying to put the emotions
in. Yeah. God, I really am. I'm not shocked, but you know when you just have that sort of, you're so desperate to win something and you haven't done it for quite a long time and you don't know how you're going to feel in the grip of, and it's horrible. I mean, it really was horrible. That horrible feeling coming down 18, thinking, okay, I need 5 to win after I saw Bex miss a putt. And you just think, right, if I don't win this, I've really cocked this up. And mind you, I've done that before. So I just thought, I hit an awful drive down 18 and I just thought, well, closest way in is just go, you know, direct route. It's not going to be very nice, but gives me a chance to just hit a sort of little wedge in. And yeah, I played pretty good today. I just didn't get the pace of the greens. I left a lot of putts in the jaws short. And then, yeah, it really did. I mean, as soon as I saw Beckett at 7 under after 9, it was as though I sort of went, oh, crikey. Oh, well, that's that then. You know, I need to. Now it wasn't a case of I'm 5 under, I'm a couple ahead of my playing partners, I'm 2 behind. And I know what she's like. I know how well, she can play. And so then, yeah, it changed my perspective. It just freed me up, really, to go and make some birdies.
Frank said on the broadcast that you asked him where you were at. Were you always a leaderboard watcher?
Yeah,
does it help you?
Yeah, first minute of every day. No, I'm first minute, first round. Yeah, I just like to know where I am. I don't really understand, not because it's not going to make me any less nervous. I'm always going to be nervous, regardless. So I might as well know. You know, if you don't know coming up 18 that if you need to make birdie or par to win, then it totally changes your, you know, the way you play.
Especially 18, you don't want to have to hit over the ravine if you don't want to, right?
No. I mean, 18 is it's a tough, it's not that tough a hole, but it is. I mean, look at it. If you look at it from here, look back and you just think, it's so uneven. And the really weird thing about this golf course and winning here is I'm not very good on uneven lies because my legs are really shocking and they tend to sort of, you know, I'm not a sort of clearer. So when I'm on really funky lies, I tend to hit some funky shots. And yeah, so I am a bit sort of
running one more and one more.
I guess that I've won it a few times.
What was the main turning point for you?
To be honest, when Bex made double at 16, I saw that. And then I just thought, right, obviously you're not going left, you're not going right. And I'm really good up and down at 16.
Trish, I know you said some of this in your speech, but can you just tell us a little bit about French Lake Resort? It's got to be, as you said, disappointing to you to come and
gutted, absolutely gutted. I mean, seriously, it just, yeah. But, you know, everything, yeah, all good things come to an end, and I totally understand. You just can't keep pouring money in, you know, hand over foot, and especially with COVID. And, you know, to be honest, the fact that we're even playing this year for this prize fund is astounding, really. So a massive thank you. But, you know, it's totally understandable. You just can't keep playing money in left, right and centre.
Well, what were you thinking about this place when you shot 82 the first time here? Did you think it's going to get better?
Well, it was really weird, actually. It was my rookie appearance. And my God, I did everything like a rookie. I think I double hit a putt. I did something. I did everything. I came in and I thought, Jesus Christ, that's utterly ridiculous. It's like I've never, ever played golf before. And 82 was the result. But no, I always knew I would like it. I love just standing on the range and hitting balls. I love ranges that you hit, you know, downhill to, and the grass is perfect. So, yeah. I didn't think I'd win 3 times, let's be honest. But sometimes, you know, I'm a huge believer in horses for courses, no question. There's definitely, you see people, they just like somewhere, and it gives them confidence. And, you know, I was hoping.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I was hoping that, you know, that I'd do well this week. I knew, to be fair, I was commentating last week, so I didn't exactly know how I'd play, but I'd practiced well the week before. And I was trying to get a little less technical. So it was actually probably good that I had a week off and could just sort of come here. And yeah, it was great.
Have you played many other Pete Dye courses, and have they been successful?
No. Yes and no. Yes, I have. No, they haven't. And I think that's the succinct answer, to be perfectly honest. I can't remember, but I know, you know, I know a lot of times we go somewhere and we say, oh, it's a Tom Fazio course, or it's a Pete Dye course, or whatever. So, no, this is by far and away the most successful.